As Flash traveled further and further from Olo, he realized that he had no particular destination in mind, yet he looked forward to whatever adventure awaited him. Scanning the nearby star systems, he was able to glimpse at great distance fantastic nebulae in every conceivable shape and color. These he charted and photographed. He was mindful of the fact that no other Earthling had ever seen the wonders that he beheld. Gas clouds burst out like slow-moving fireworks, a glacially slow celebration which was breathtaking and vast. When he was not gazing at stars, he read from the book he had picked up back on Olo. The book was an intergalactic garage sale find. It was a well-used item that had outgrown its usefulness to the former owner, yet it fit him perfectly. He could not understand how his own story could have been told in its pages, and every time he opened it, he wondered at it. Upon waking, he would open the book to see if it had been a dream, but there it was in black and white. His own thoughts and actions foretold, and interspersed with other beautiful, heroic, unbelievable stories, could they also be true accounts as his own story was? Back on Earth, people crowded the edges of the water, building their homes whenever possible with a view of a lake, river, or ocean. This was never satisfying for Flash, who wanted to touch or be submerged in the water rather than just see it in the distance. When looking at a mountain, he wanted to climb it or explore a cave beneath it. This is how he felt as he looked at the distant stars with their rings of orbiting asteroids and planets. And so he began looking for one that would support life. He focused on a planet whose scan showed oxygen and water and set a course toward it. The blue and white planet sparkled like a diamond on the screen, and Flash wondered what he might find there. It was an icy planet but contained the building blocks of life. As Flash approached the Earth-sized planet, he began to see its swirling blue and white surface in greater detail. He'd seen other watery planets which did not have continents, and in this case, he could not be certain whether he was seeing clouds, continents, or simply vast areas of ice-covered ocean. His readings indicated that it was cold, with temperatures ranging around 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. Cold, dangerously cold, but he was prepared for those bitter conditions and even colder. He would be safe inside his ship, and he had gear to protect him outside the ship as well. Again, Flash found himself looking down on a planet from orbit. It was clear from this vantage point that there were continents under the ice floes. Spiraling clouds hung in the atmosphere and passed over the frozen expanse. Flash had second thoughts about this. A lush, warm planet would be more inviting for sure. And yet he felt he had chosen this planet for a reason. Out of an infinite number of choices, he felt almost as though he had been called to this one. There was something familiar about it. For all the hostility of its climate, he wanted to know what mysteries it might hold. Unknown forces held it in eternal winter, though its proximity to its sun was similar to that of Earth. If he sat and thought about it too long, he figured he might change his mind, so he gathered cold weather gear and opened the hatch to the TNI-2. The temperatures out here in space were far colder than anything he would run into down there. Flash gazed down at the rippling whiteness set against the deepest blue he could imagine, separated by a dynamic, jagged shoreline. What could it be that drew him here?